You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. You can help decide who made this week's All-State Good Hands Play of the Game. You can win an autographed pair of gloves from the winning player. Cast your vote right now at clevelandbrowns.com. And good luck this week. The nominees, Jim Leonard, Justin Gilbert as well, were the two of the nominees with their interceptions. And Paul Kruger forcing the fumble was the third nominee. So lots to look at there for you. And get a chance to win an autographed pair of gloves from this week's winner. Update on Cam Newton. Reports coming in that he has broken both of his legs, but his injuries are non-life-threatening. As we get confirmation on this, we will certainly let you know. Again, Cam Newton involved in a car accident near Charlotte, so we will certainly keep you posted on that. Again, reports out there, multiple reports out there. The team, again, not confirming this yet, but I expect that will come at some point soon. Johnny Manziel being named the starting quarterback for the Cleveland Browns. We'll have Mark Brunell from ESPN on to discuss that at 1:30. But now let's go to our man. He usually joins us on Friday, but you all know this has been his guy. He said, put Superman in, put his cape on, let's go. And now he gets his wish. The Kid joins us now on the Ohio Business Machines hotline. The Kid, your reaction when you saw the reports that Johnny Manziel has been named the starter?
Well, we're going to get to that. The one thing, and this is very hard for me to do, it's sort of like Arthur Fonzarelli in Happy Days apologizing. I would like to congratulate Matt Wilhelm and his Ohio State Buckeyes for sort of qualifying for the playoff.
I like that.
All kidding aside, I know Wilhelm is a diehard Buckeye man, as he should be, and congratulations to you, and hopefully
Thank you, sir.
Out to the game on seeing them beat Alabama.
Yeah, I will not, but I'm going to go to the game where they potentially play at AT&T Stadium in Jerry World.
That would be sweet, and I do believe they will beat Alabama. I think Alabama's a paper champion this year.
Well, thank you.
Now, on to the man, the myth, the legend in the making. About time. It's cost us, in my estimation, at least one win, if not two wins, but bygones be bygones. At least Mike Pettine finally is uncaped, is turning Clark Kent into Superman. Here we go.
Here we go. So your reaction, you saw the report today. What did you think also of Marvin Lewis's comments calling Johnny Manziel a midget?
Marvin Lewis, he must have been hitting the bottle again. Many reports have him being a big drinker, allegedly. And he must have been, that was one of the dumbest things I've ever heard a coach say.
I was shocked that a coach would actually say something like that. And I know it seemed like a very casual setting, but still, I was very surprised that he went that direction. When you think of Johnny Manziel now being the quarterback, we know it's something you've been excited about for a while. What is it about him? What does he bring to the table that has you so excited? What are your expectations for his first NFL start against the Bengals team? A little bit banged up. They just got roasted by Ben Roethlisberger and the Steelers.
My expectations are 3-0 and the Browns sneak into the playoffs. Quite simply.
Wow.
I mean, I don't – everything else in the offense, I was at that game on Sunday, and there was receivers wide open that I felt like a good high school quarterback should have been hitting. No offense to Brian Hoyer, nice guy, represents the community well, but he was awful the last four games. And I truly believe if we had even a decent quarterback in there on Sunday, we win that game going away. So I would expect our defense has Andy Dalton's number. I would expect the defense to have another good game this week, and I expect the Browns to win this week.
The Kid, why don't you give us, just because you've gave us a little bit of an inclination that you're a betting man, why don't you give us your opening over-unders on Johnny Manziel rushing yards and passing yards so that everybody can tune in?
Over-under rushing yards, 62, passing yards, 272.
Wow,
a big game out there for Johnny. And do you think that this was a switch that had to be made to kind of – you know, keep the locker room together and also inject some energy and some life into this team?
I do. And one reason I'll tell you is I'm not level-headed, but your partners in crime over there, Juravicious and Wilhelm, are very level-headed. And just listening to them yesterday, I just got the inkling from a player's perspective. The players in that locker room, particularly the defensive players, had to just be thinking Sunday night, are you kidding me? Let's do this already. I mean, we're wasting legendary defensive performances. That was one of the best defensive performances in the history of the Cleveland Browns, and we wasted it. And I think that there would have been a mutiny if they didn't do it.
You are right. And that is truly why I'm such a huge advocate of this change, because it would be very hard for Coach Pettine to sell the locker room and more so the defense on why Brian Hoyer again, when the norm now for Brian Hoyer is not good enough to win in today's NFL.
Yeah, I'm totally with you. I think that this will inject some life. I think they should have done it last week. I mean, can you imagine 12:30 the Buckeyes were announced making the playoffs? And while it made me sick and I threw up in my mouth during that Hang On Sloopy song, most people there were fired up. If Johnny would have charged out of the tunnel as the starting quarterback, the roof, I mean, there's no roof on there, but the walls would have caved in that stadium. This week, I expect that place to be absolutely pandemonium palace.
Are you going to be there, the kid?
I'm going to do my best to be there now, yes.
The kid will be there. We'll have to figure out a way to make sure the kid gets into this stadium to see his guy, Johnny Football. The kid, always a pleasure. Looking forward to having you here on the Friday forecast. When you got this, I just want to know your reaction when you heard the news. Where were you? What were you doing? Because I know you've been a big John Football supporter.
Honestly, I got a text from you. I've been in meetings all day, so I haven't had my radio on. And when I saw the text, I'm like, this has got to be it. And I started pumping my fist at a red light. The lady next to me thought I was crazy. She quickly accelerated to get away from me as I'm like clapping and pumping my fist and going crazy. People probably thought I was on something, which I wasn't.
Ladies and gentlemen, the kid. All right, brother, we'll talk to you soon.
Always a pleasure.
Always a pleasure with the kid. He'll be with us Friday for the Friday forecast. Still to come at 1:30, Mark Brunell from ESPN will be with us again. If you're just joining us here on CBD, multiple reports that Johnny Manziel has been named the starter. The team hoping to assuming will confirm that report or dispute it, but I would expect confirm that report sooner rather than later. Also, Cam Newton involved in a car accident in Charlotte. He's at the hospital now. We'll keep you updated on that. His injuries are not considered life-threatening. Just want to make sure you guys all know that. All right, on the phones now, we've got Mark in Youngstown. Mark, welcome to CBD.
Gentlemen, it's Mike and Go Bucks.
Go Bucks.
How you doing?
Good. After this phone call, my boy Reggie might call me up and say I lost my mind today. What I think is the change had to be made. I don't think, and we keep saying Pettine, but like the other day on the radio when he said, he said that, you know, he pays a lot of attention to the defensive side. When Hoyer was continually allowed to play, it was a coach's decision, the offensive coach. It wasn't just Pettine's decision, but here's what I think. If nothing changes, if we don't quit dropping passes, if we can't get a running game going and we continue to run the wrong routes, the same thing is going to happen to Johnny. Now, I agree with you. He's going to give us a spark. But, Matt, you played defense. I watched you, you know, many games either at the stadium or on TV. If you knew that you were playing Johnny Manziel and your defense was playing against him, you would try to knock the money sign right out of him. And
you're,
I hope
100%
we win.
Correct.
I hope we win. But the people, and I'm a Browns fan, I want to see Hoyer succeed, but it's time to make the change. But all the people that are just so emphatic that he's going to just go out there and he's going to make rookie mistakes, and people have to remember this, and the coaches. You put him in there now, no matter how bad he does or hopefully how good he does, he needs to be the starter and he needs to be able to play next year to show what he really has. And you guys do a great job. Always love listening to you.
Thank you. Appreciate that very much. Just want to say this. This is coming from WBTV News in Charlotte. They are saying the police department saying no injuries to Cam Newton, did not want to be transported, taken to the hospital as a precaution. There are pictures of him smiling after the crash, so hopefully that is great news. Initial reports about maybe a leg injury for Cam Newton appear to be false. The Carolina Panthers saying they're monitoring the situation. We'll have more info at an appropriate time. So thank goodness, though, initial reports coming out saying that no injuries to Cam Newton there in his accident outside of Charlotte. So very good news on that front. So if anything changes there, we'll let you know. But for now, it sounds like things are good with Cam Newton. Let's stay on the phone lines here talking Johnny Manziel as well. We've got Johnny in Daytona Beach. Welcome to the show.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Good.
Hey, man, I'm a huge fan of y'all's show. I actually found
you
guys through the iTunes podcast.
Sweet. Thank you, man.
Awesome.
And every night when I sit down to play Madden or whatever, I'll turn that podcast on and turn the commentators off and just listen to you guys talk away.
Appreciate that very much.
Yeah, so with the change of quarterback, I got to admit I am one of Johnny Manziel's least biggest fans and one of Brian Hoyer's biggest. But over the last few weeks, you can't argue with his coach. I think Mike Pettine's finally making the decision that has to be made. I don't think we're going to make the playoffs. I don't see it. Even if Cam Newton was hurt in this crash, which God forbid, I hope he's not.
Reports are looking good there, yes.
You don't want to happen to anyone. You realize we do play the Panthers after this and things. You don't want to see anyone hurt. But even with that, I don't see us winning in Baltimore for the last week of the season. I'm sure Billy Cundiff would probably miss a game-winning field goal there too, just to be honest about it. And I think he is still the biggest problem for the Browns.
He certainly has had his struggles. He's missed a field goal in five straight games. And yes, you know, Brian Hoyer supporters, I think even they have seen that it was time for a change. And multiple reports again saying that the Browns are making that change at quarterback, going with Johnny Manziel this week. We got time for one more before we have to take a break, before Mark Brunell joins us at 1:30 from ESPN. Our guy Stan in Brooklyn. Stan, how you feeling today?
You know, I'm trying to get through the week. You know, I expressed my feelings yesterday. You knew what I said.
Yep.
I would have liked the announcements made. I'd like to say a couple things before you cut me off, please. Number one, how many games has our field goal kicker lost for us? Number two, okay, if there's a game ball to be given out, the fans need one for dedication, patience, stamina, hope, tolerance, intelligence, lack of recognition by the franchise. The other thing I want to make a statement on, when is our day coming? This is the 12th year for the New England Patriots to be 10 wins or more. When is our day going to come?
You got to get there once first, and I think it comes from being a very good organization that consistently makes decisions in a manner that is predicated upon sustained success. They will trade very good players for draft picks a year before most other teams would. They continually have a strategic vision that they implement to acquire assets, and that's what they do, and they've stuck with their plan. And by the way, the other piece of it is having a great coach and having a great quarterback. When you have a top 10 quarterback, or a top 5 quarterback like Tom Brady, that certainly doesn't hurt either.
You're absolutely right, and I think that they have an identity, and they've stuck with it through the Bill Belichick era, which is why they continue to win.
And we'll be back with Mark Brunell right after this here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, to get an expert opinion, a man who's played the position, a mobile quarterback in his own day. He will be with us from ESPN right after this to talk about the announcement, or the reports, the Johnny Manziel era will begin here in Cleveland this Sunday against the Bengals.